With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Guys. Okay, first of all...
Okay, 911.
Papa 911. My biggest enemy is walking a dog at night. Guys.
Okay, literally, who did... Who did this to Gaga and her dog walker? I'm not okay after this journey. Pray for Gaga. Hashtag justice for Koji. Hashtag find Gustav. Hashtag $500,000.
So, yes. So, if you didn't know the news.
Hashtag no questions asked.
We woke up today with the news that Lady Gaga, who's in Italy filming her Gucci movie, which I can't wait for.
Can't wait. She's also brunette now. She was just pictured with a brunette locks in like a leopard print dress, showing some leg walking from like a car to a building.
That's all I need Gaga to do is just walk from cars.
I live. That gave me another day of purpose on this planet.
Gaga's, if you are a fan of Gaga or follow her on social media, you know that she's a proud French bulldog mom and is obsessed with her French bulldogs. She has three. And she calls them like piggies. Like she loves them. And there's just photos of them like grazing in her incredible compound in Malibu and like the magic hour sun. Like they're just perfect dogs.
They are piggies.
They're little pigs. It's a sad story. Her dog walker was walking the dogs on Sunset in Sierra Bonita, which is right near me. Last night, Simon and I were like, why are there so many helicopters? Because there's always something fucking going on in Hollywood. The helicopters are always above our apartment. We're just in like an area of like
your ground zero for helicopter stuff.
Yes.
Investigating crime.
But I was like, there's a lot of news. I was like, there's something going on. And then citizens said that someone had been shot. And I was like, oh, that's sad. But that's been happening a lot. So it's kind of like just another night in Hollywood. Well, this morning, turns out it's Gaga's dog walker got shot 4 times in the chest. He's still alive, which is incredible.
Thank God.
Thank God he's alive. And her dogs were napped. They were dog napped, taken away. And Gaga's offering a $500,000 reward for anyone who can find information or find the dogs.
Or just like return the dog.
Or return the dog. Like she's basically paying a ransom of $500,000, which if you had her money, why wouldn't you? I'd go $1 million.
Yeah. I'd go full million. I'd go $1 million each. I'd say no questions asked. I will leave like a briefcase with a bodyguard at this location and you just show up and give him the dogs. He'll give you the briefcase, all cash, unmarked bills.
Never talk about it again.
Take it. Never talk about it again. It's fine. Just give me my dogs back.
But like this is a literally Cruella de Vil shit. Like this is a true like celebrity dogs are like are hot commods in the crime.
Well,
in the
also
kidnapper
French
community.
Bulldogs are like very coveted, and they're also, I mean, they're incredibly expensive dogs to get in the first place. Like, I feel like they're like $2,000 to $3,000 just to get like a real cute, healthy one. But then also, I feel like they're classic dogs to kidnap. But this tapped into one of my absolute worst fears that I've thought of multiple times when taking Tony out for like his last walk of the night. Because I'm like, what if someone, like, he's really cute. Like, he's truly the cutest pug maybe in the world. If you're listening, you're trying to dog nap, I'm going to get a gun. So don't think about it.
She will. Laura would kill
for
Tony.
I will. So then I'm like, what would I do? Like, if someone approached me and tried to take him away from me, I'd say you're going to have to kill us both.
Hey, listen.
You're going
to have
to kill
children.
Me and pry this dog out of my cold, dead hand.
Tony's your son. And these dogs were clearly Gaga's kids because she doesn't have kids. And it's like, you know, my questions are like, was it targeted? Was it someone that, is it sort of a Kim K situation of like they were following her in social media and like kind of casing him? Or was it just
what is
someone
the,
just
like,
saw?
I don't understand what you're going to get out of selling these Frenchies. Like,
I don't know. People are desperate. People are desperate.
Like, I think people want like Frenchie puppies. So are you trying to sell them like
as Gaga's
on the dark web as Gaga's French
maybe.
Bulldogs and have someone make like pay you what? Like $10,000?
Yeah, and like wouldn't people like
I would not wanna even if I was desperate for a dog, I wouldn't want to buy someone else's stolen dogs.
A famous person, especially.
A famous person's stolen, fully grown dogs would not appeal to me just like from a...
This is not just like, this is Lady Gaga, like, and I'm not just saying this because I'm like a little monster, but like...
You're a little monster.
But this is like,
through.
She is like one of the most famous people in the world. So it's like, you're going to get, people will probably find out that if you have these dogs that...
Yeah, and
they're
you also you can't brag about
no,
it.
No, you can't be
like,
guys.
Unless you are just enmeshed in such a life of crime that, like, you and your friends do things like this all the time and are like, but, which I wouldn't put past them rich people, like.
Yeah, people are weird right now.
People are really crazy. And, but give the fucking dogs back. You're going to make more money just giving the dogs back.
No, that's a, she played that right.
Yeah.
But like.
Selling them.
I was just thinking.
At least they saved one.
I didn't realize
Miss Asia.
That. Where were they?
Yeah,
Miss
there
Asia?
Were three dogs. Yeah, Miss Asia.
Oh, that she got with Taylor Kinney. Oh. He probably was worried because that's his.
He
I think they have.
Texted her.
I think they
sure.
have joint
they
custody.
Have like a friendship. Oh, yeah. So Miss Asia was recovered. So
where was
that
she?
Is like some.
Like where was she?
I don't know, but she's a star because I was looking at all the paparazzi photos of like the cops rescuing her and she truly has like, it's giving me Patty Hearst like Survivor vibes. Like Miss Asia, like I need a movie about Miss Asia's like horrible trauma of like her brothers being stolen and like her running to freedom but now living as like a solo dog.
Oh my god, was she just like,
she's
yes,
really
will...
she's serving like, she's serving glamour, she's serving survivor, she's serving victim energy in these like gorgeous pop photos of her, and sometimes she knows how lucky she was,
she knows that mama is gonna be happy.
Yeah, if I were Gogs, I would fucking put Miss Asia on a private plane and be flying her to Rome to be with me.
Oh,
toot
and her
sweet.
Her dog walker identified as Ryan Fisher. Look how cute he is.
I know.
He's like a nice just guy.
Like, sweet gay.
Oh. Oh my god, but Gaga will probably like pay for his recovery and
yeah. I mean,
oh my god, god, look at Miss Asia! Look at her. I'm looking at the recovery
her
photos.
In the cops
Holy
in like the
shit.
Cop's arm. She's wrapped in a blanket. Like she truly is serving. She's giving us a glamorous survivor moment.
Look at her.
Being thrust into the back of an awaiting Escalade is how I hope to be rescued from an attempted kidnapping.
Oh my god. Wow, look at her. She's a proud bold. She's a proud Frenchie.
Mm-hmm.
She looks a little scared.
She should be. She just witnessed like an absolute trauma.
Oh, these photos of her. How did she get? How did they find her?
I don't know. She fucking escaped and got the hell out of there.
Hi guys, I'm gonna start crying.
Wait, that is literally like
the shot.
I'm making that my phone background.
Oh my god, Laura, these pictures.
I know, it's heartbreaking, but hopeful. And I pray that Koji and Gustav are found or returned.
Miss Asia, she knows her worth, and she's like, "I'm going home to mom."
Mm-hmm. She's a fucking fighter.
Ugh. Anyway, I'm wishing Gaga, I'm sending her love and peace, and I hope her dog walker recovers, and you know, it's hard out there. I think the pandemic has made people desperate, and everyone's strapped for cash, and it's just a lot of hardship going on, and it's no excuse at all, but I'm just saying, I think it's made people like, it's heightened people's stakes. And I don't know if, did they just, I see this like guy walking these like plush looking pups and was like, I'm gonna fucking nap them, or
maybe
was he following them because of social media? That's what I want to know.
I think I need to get a stun gun. I think that's like the next step for me.
Yeah, you just need
I don't want to shoot anyone. A gun feels like way too much. Like, I just don't feel comfortable with that at this point. But I have been, like, I've had a craving to purchase a weapon of some sort. So I think a stun gun feels right.
You're just ready.
Like, a self-defense weapon feels correct to me as a single woman with a precious dog that I would actually...
Your dog
actually...
is... I mean, Tony is...
Tony is a crown jewel of
it's scary. We had
Los Angeles.
I remember when I was there was a Michael Vick who was in, you know, he was with the Eagles
dog fighting.
He was his ring was they were dog napping sweet like smaller dogs from their yards in South
God,
in the area
yeah.
and using them as bait to like rip that the they would practice like ripping the dogs to shreds.
Oh my
trigger
God.
Warning. And Logan would be in the backyard, and I was like, shit, like that's my fear that someone's gonna swipe my sweet pooch, my sweet beloved schnoodle, who's now in dog heaven. But like that was scary.
I literally could not.
You know, I think about Tony. I think about Simon's dog Mango, who's also like a sweet,
an angel
baby potato, who's like a plush prince. Where's their justice?
I'm going to get my leg sawed off and then just an automatic rifle sawed on to it.
Yeah.
So that if anyone approaches me, I can just merely lift my leg Rose McGowan style and take them out.
Yeah, you're going to like... you're going to go...
I kind of walk a little bit weird because one leg is a rifle and one leg's a regular leg. But you might not know because I wear like a baggy pant or a sweat pant. But if you approach and try and take Tony away, I will blow you the fuck away with my rifle leg.
Right.
I need a body modification. Like, that's like first the stun gun and then the appropriate body modification to where my like an extension of my body is just a self-defense weapon. I just go...
God, the drama of like a Hollywood kidnap, like these that little porky baby. Okay, now I have to stop because I'm getting into like.
No, it's like too much.
Just that shot of her in the car.
There's a shot of Miss Asia in like the front car seat, looking bereft.
But also like,
but
calm.
Glad to be rescued.
Yeah,
yeah.
And the bodyguard has his hand on her. Oh,
prayers for Koji and Gustav. Just return the dogs. It's way better that way.
I know. I hope. Yeah, I hope.
You get 500K. Chill. But how do you give $500,000 to someone else without, like, exposing them as a If I was one of the girlfriends or boyfriends or like family member of the dog nappers, I would just like, I would give them up immediately.
I'd turn their asses in. A dog, it's like a dog. I mean, he also almost killed a human. So it's like,
I know.
We need to also remember that there's a human like in the hospital.
But that's it. Like, how do you, like, it seems impossible to both turn the dogs back in, get the money, and then get away with shooting someone.
Yeah.
So that's where things get a little dicey.
Yeah.
Well, we'll stay tuned. We'll be following this story closely. I will no longer be walking my prince.
No, I'm actually going to start crying.
No, I am too. I'm like very close to starting my period, and it's a heavy duty emotional journey when I'm around this time. My hormones are raging, and I truly can't think of anything worse than getting your dogs taken away.
I send you strength. Also, yeah, fuck. Okay.
I mean, there are obviously lots of worse things that could happen than that, but like for people that whose dogs are all they have, there is nothing worse.
It's all just so fucked, like just a spectacle. Well, prayers to Gaga.
I hope her dog walker recovers.
Yeah, and I hope the kidnappers get
those other pups are found. Yeah.
Get served a sweet, sweet slice of justice.
I hope the little monsters rise up and find whoever did this. I believe that they could.
Yeah.
I think that you can't get away with anything these days. There's so much security footage and like social media and like investigators, like I think that they will be found. I trust that they will be found.
I trust the power of little monsters. One of them's a hacker.
Absolutely.
Hell, I'm gonna look for them. I'm gonna keep my eye out for them today when I'm because I
start
live
roaming the street.
I live really close. Can I? I just watch. I can't believe like. I went to bed last night being like, I wonder what that was tonight. And then it's Lady Gaga's dog walker. Like, it's crazy. LA.
Life is insane.
Tinseltown, I tell you.
Hollywood. Just another Hollywood tale.
It's another Hollywood tale. Speaking of Hollywood drama, guys, I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to...
And you're listening to...
Sexy. Unique.
Unique.
Podcast. Salty Utah Queens. Queens.
I just Googled how much is a stun gun? And the first thing that came up is how much is a stun gun at Walmart? And I'm happy to tell you all that a stun gun, a Saber tactical stun gun with an LED flashlight is a mere $19.99.
$19?
So it's literally $20.
Holy
to
shit.
Save the life of your pooches.
Damn. Well,
I want to get a 9 million volt stun gun. Unfortunately, that one's out of stock. But that's also 1997, so actually cheaper than the original stun gun.
Holy shit.
But now that I'm looking at them, I feel like the LED flashlight... Oh my god, there's a pink one. The LED flashlight is key. This one is a strong pain-inducing model for self-defense with a wrist strap, holster, warranty, and free training video.
Yeah.
And an LED light's crucial for disorienting your attacker. And then you stun the fuck out of them and run with your pooch to safety.
Dog nappers, be warned, don't fuck with Tony Shane Halls.
Literally don't.
Because you're going to get. Because
you will get stunned. You will first see lights and be like, where am I? What's happening? And then you will get a 9 million volt of stun right to your fucking balls. And I literally don't give a fuck.
No, I support you. And
I want some stun gun testimonials from listeners. Do you have one? What brands do you recommend?
Stun gunner, the stun gun community, reach out.
Stun, where's my stun gun hive? We gather, we ride tonight. We gather, we stun.
We needed some stun guns on this Housewives of Salt Lake City reunion set. Like,
honestly, we do, because people were out of control. By people, I just mean Heather.
Heather was...
Heather has earned a place in my enemy portal, and she will remain there until she earns my trust again, Meredith style.
Someone sent me this guy who's like an empath or something.
Jamie.
Yeah.
Jamie Stein.
Yeah.
His read, he's been on the pod before. What up, Jamie? Jamie Hive. We gather, we read.
I'm a new and stan. I just followed him.
His breakdown of Heather's behavior was so accurate.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a great read.
She was just like, she was kind of all over the place. She was crying at other people's. I was just like, kind of making everything about her.
Yeah. I just wrote, shut up, Heather, multiple times.
But the real star, and I eat my words, because the real star, turns out, sealed the deal in the very last few minutes, Meredith Marks. The true star of the show, really. I think she blew me the fuck away in this episode, and I am fully a Meredith head.
Quiet queen.
A quiet... Silence is golden. And
it is.
Silence speaks volumes.
Only Meredith could look good in that Halloween tuxedo dress.
Yeah.
But she's killing it. Her haircut is major. Her cheekbones are popping. And she is here to say a few key sentences.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't need to say much, but when she said... Just very important. So I was very...
Yeah.
She at the end, became my MVP.
Yeah. And Lisa obviously cemented herself in the Hall of fucking fame. And I also cemented Mary in the Hall of Fame and Jen, because I fucking live for Jen.
Yeah, I do too.
I ride and I die for one Jen Shaw.
Heather and Whitney, though?
Heather and Whitney can go fuck themselves.
So we start out
You're
with...
dead to me.
Lisa finally comes back in her, like, copper rust dress.
In her beautiful slinky dress with her gorgeous extensions. And she sits down. She goes, I'm back. Let's go.
And she looks, and Andy's like, wow, you look like a completely different person. And Lisa goes, I'm good. I'm great. Let's go. She does look flawless.
She looks gorgeous.
Her tan has like somehow settled.
Yeah, even now, and like it wasn't as noticeable.
Yeah, the husband's in
the third installment. And let me just say, Carrie, I owe you an apology, because John comes out looking...
I'd like an apology from not only you, but others.
Did you get trolled a lot for your...
No.
John love?
Just a few. But, like, I feel very alone in my beliefs, and I feel very vindicated by this look.
Seems to have put on a little bit of muscle, and, like, he also partook in a spray tan, and both are doing it for me, and he seems a little cooler, calmer, collected, yet also more engaged. He's maybe more... camera ready and camera comfortable. Perhaps Lisa got him some media training.
And he's hung like a horse. He's fucking fat.
That just schlong.
Fat dick John walking out on set and ready to go. And I'm here for it. I love it.
He had to tape his dick to his leg so it would stop hitting production staff.
It was just so big.
He takes one step and like four people fall down.
You know. I mean, maybe I'm just fucking projecting, but like, I know it's John Hamm style.
Yeah. Lisa wouldn't accept anything less.
No, Lisa. Yeah. So I thank you for saying that. I feel really...
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
And I stand with you.
Thank you. I'm glad. Robert's not thrilled to be there. Robert Sr.
No, who can blame him?
He goes, I'm not excited for what's coming.
Fair.
Jen has a Bi Felicia fan. So I was like, okay.
Oh, I didn't see that.
She like picks it out for a second, starts fanning herself, and it says "Bye, Felicia." Okay. Seth is Skyping in from Canton, Ohio. Shout out to Canton.
If there's one thing he's truly committed to, it's fucking
Ohio.
Canton, Ohio. Yeah. Coach Shaw comes out looking
fresh,
so hot,
looking
fresh.
He looks very sexy.
He is a gorgeous man.
He is, and he's just really.
Inside and out.
A good man. Good heart. Mm-hmm.
Whitney's Marshmallow Man husband comes out and talks about how he takes to the stripper pole sometimes.
Okay, Whitney and her husband look alike.
They do.
I just have to say that.
Like, they could be like an older brother and sister.
Yeah. Like, he, I was like, wow, they are the same person. Like, they're either so enmeshed or they just like maybe are related to each other.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I don't trust either of them for one hot second. He sometimes gets on the pole and he actually is very good with his turns.
And he's like, "Huh."
This is what Whitney says. I am. Ew. They grossed me out.
Why was I half expecting Heather's like zombie ex to be there?
He should have been. What's his name? Billy?
Billy.
Billy Goat Gruff.
I wanted to see it.
He literally, you know that story, Where Are You Going? Where Have You Been? By Joyce Carol Oates.
He's Arnold. He's Arnold Friend.
He's Arnold Friend. Like, I fully believe he has hooves for feet.
That is one of the
haunting tales.
Scariest short stories ever written.
Featuring Billy.
But like, is he Arnold Friend or is he the guy in the front seat of the car who's just like maybe dead that Arnold Friend is traveling with?
He's both of them.
Because Arnold Friend is
either
sick.
Way, there's a hoof.
Arnold Friend is like, isn't he described as like wearing a face that looks like he's wearing someone else's face?
Maybe. He is like probably sexier than old Billy Boy, but I think that we can all agree that there's something satanic about Billy.
There's something very Joyce Carol Oates about him. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Joyce.
Love you, Joyce.
Shout out to Joyce. On
shout out wildest, to Joyce Carol Oates.
The wildest
God, we
Twitter.
Fucking love her. Wild on Twitter. I wish that she listened to the podcast. If she does, hey, Joyce.
Do yourself a Joyce. Favor and read a Joyce story today.
Yeah.
Read Where Are You Going? Where Have
Joyce.
You Been?
Mm-hmm.
Connie.
Andy asks Lisa about her throwing John's Rolex out the window, and she reveals that she picked him up from the airport and it was her birthday and he forgot her birthday. And she said, "Didn't you forget to say something?" And then he said, "What? Do you want this back? Here, take the Rolex back." And she said, "You have 3 seconds to put that back on your wrist or I'm throwing it out the window." And then she goes, 1, 2, 3, and threw it out the window in front of a Taco Bell.
And then she was like, "Now go in there and get me a Diet Coke."
Queen shit.
Yeah. She's unapologetic.
And then he put the Rolex back on. No, I stand with Lisa.
We find out more about Jen and Sharif. So Sharif, Jen is, you know, as we found out, she was very upset because Sharif didn't make it to her father's funeral. And she's still harboring a lot of anger at him towards that. But we find out that Sharif did come to visit and the father was in very bad condition in the hospital. And then Sharif came and his spirits brightened up. I guess they were really close because Sharif, I think, just has like that magnetic charm and like healing
vibe.
I
would choose to live another day, like will myself to survive 24 hours if I was on my deathbed and Sharif showed up.
Me too.
Yeah.
And so he was sort of like the dad brightened up and his like, he got a little more like pep in his step when Sharif came. And then Sharif had to leave again for work. And Jen was like, maybe if you had been, she kind of like blamed him a little for like, maybe my father would have lived if you had been there, which I think is like a little ridiculous to put on Sharif. But, you know, grief is irrational.
Yeah, and Jen admits that she didn't know what she was dealing with, and obviously this death hit her like a ton of bricks, so
right.
I understand. Like, and it seems like she's still processing a lot of that pain.
Yeah. Whitney's husband, they talk about Whitney's husband, Justin, getting Whitney and her husband being kind of excommunicated from the church, and Justin got a letter from the church that said, like, you're not in the temple anymore.
Yeah, they straight up dismissed his ass.
And then Heather
starts
crying.
And then Heather starts crying. And I thought she was going to say, like, I also received a letter, but she's crying because she could potentially receive a letter too.
This is me.
Okay. And
then Lisa's like, well, you still go to church, Heather. Like, I still see you in church.
Yeah. Lisa's calling bullshit on like the whole endeavor. And then Heather's like, well, no, actually, like, if you are divorced, it's like really hard. And then Lisa goes, you can cancel the ceiling. And I was like, excuse? Cancel the... I love like sci-fi. Just a term that I know nothing about. Yeah. And I thought she meant like cancel the ceiling, like the ceiling above your head.
The glass
like,
ceiling.
I was like, how are we canceling the ceiling? Like, let me in on this. But then Andy asked her to clarify. And I guess like you can go a step beyond just regular marriage in Mormonism, and you can get sealed for all eternity and beyond to your partner.
Yeah.
But you can also cancel the seal.
She goes, John and I are bound forever in the seal and part of the temple forever for eternity. We found out, she goes, Mormons are okay with divorce. She goes, John was married before me. He's divorced. My parents are divorced. Everyone in my life is divorced.
Everyone's divorced.
She goes, what about it?
I love Major. Also, like, I don't, I'll bet if you give enough money, you're never going to get a letter dismissing you.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Also, like, let's be honest. I would dismiss Justin from this reunion if I could. I would dismiss both him and Whitney from this show. So, like, I understand and I stand with the Mormon religion for dismissing yeah. him. I'm sure they were bringing down the vibe. Well, I wouldn't want to hang out with them at church.
We find out it's more about the how their relationship, like, that they were, you know, having affairs on their respective spouses. So, I think adultery is probably looked down upon. But, like, Mormons be cheating.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure everyone in every religion cheats. So, it's... You know, but I was very tickled by Lisa kind of being like, what's the big deal?
You can cancel the ceiling.
John and I are sealed for eternity in the temple. I'm Planet Kolob.
Literally me being like, what ceiling?
I know. It just feels like to me, and I know I'm not trying to like be offensive, but it sounds like, because I just know nothing, there's so much mystery to Mormonism for me,
mm-hmm.
that there some like I'm like, wow, this is so out, like I have no concept of what she could be talking about, and I love that.
I love it too. It's very, and Mormonism I think does have a very like sci-fi element to it.
It does,
and it is similar to Scientology in that way, like where they have kind of their own myths and.
Mm-hmm.
There's different planets and whatever, but I'm intrigued and I would like to know more. And honestly, Lisa's ardent Mormonism, I'm into it, and it makes me Mormon curious.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I would love to learn more.
I think I said it earlier in the season, but everyone who wants like a deep dive into the Mormon, how it came about, listen to Last Podcast on the Left has like a four or five part series about Mormonism. Where they go on deep, deep dive of like Brigham Young, John Smith, like how it all started. It's a crazy story. And like all the government was like trying to basically like genocide them at one point. Like the president was trying to like get rid of, like Andrew Johnson, I think, was like trying to get rid of them at one point. Like it's
I'm sure.
some crazy shit. But also it was... I'm not going to spoil anything, but like the founder of Mormonism, John Smith, who like wrote the Book of Mormon.
He's a wild one.
He's like, his family were like magicians. Like they were like into magic with a K. Like they were like into the occult and like the almanac, like they were almanac people and like agrarian magicians. So that's all I'm going to like say about that.
Nothing gets people more riled up than religion.
Hmm. True.
I'm like, y'all.
Y'all.
It's all fake anyways.
it's all fake out here.
It's all fake out here, let me tell you. No, it's like, it literally is just like, do whatever works for you and makes you feel happy, but you don't need to like get all pissy at other people.
I mean, that was...
If they want to fucking believe in Laura. Planets and like, what?
It's like... That's like... The cause of every conflict ever. It's like,
I know, but like I'm just trying to level with the world.
Yeah, guys,
at all,
could you just stop?
And be like, guys, like take a fucking chill pill.
Yeah.
Let people believe whatever they want to believe. It works for them.
Yeah, as long as they're not harming, but
no, so many people harm others in the name of their religion.
Yeah, or like under the under the guise of their religion.
I know, but everyone does that. That's like religious. Almost, I would say almost everyone does that. Even if the harming is like excluding certain people because of their sexuality or like their religious beliefs. It's like,
except Wiccans.
Yeah, Wiccans are pretty chill. I think some Buddhists are very chill.
Buddhists are chill.
Yeah. And maybe like the more Eastern kind of religions. But there are also, what's wild is there are some Buddhists that are like wage wars against other Buddhists. And I'm like, doesn't that go against like everything that you stand for as a Buddhist?
Also, the Dalai Lama was like into Keith Raniere. So.
Yeah, so Vanguard. I miss Vanguard.
Laura,
I can't make
okay,
the next
we need to
season.
Move on. Is there another season?
Like, yeah, fucking all those annoying Vanderpump Nexium people are doing another season of their annoying HBO show, but they're going to talk to Vanguard on it. That's literally the only reason to tune into their sorry asses. Anyways, Robert and Mary fight on FaceTime, and that's life-giving to me.
Mm-hmm. At one point, Mary goes, "I'm stronger than my husband," and he goes, "She's
she
right."
Is.
And then he's like, "I don't really want to be on this." Like, well, he's not happy. Andy's like, kind of joking with him. He's like, "I know you don't really want to be here." And then Mary turns around and goes, "Be nice. Don't be embarrassing. Be nice. Don't be embarrassed." She kept saying that, and I was like, "I'm kind of into this.
I'm into it hugely."
It's like
she sasses him and shuts him up. She's like, talks a bunch of shit to him, and then she goes, "Love you," and turns around and smiles. And I was like, I'm obsessed. Like, they've
done the impossible of making me
making
me okay with a person marrying
semi incestuous incest adjacent marriage.
Yeah,
just became fully okay with me.
Well, okay, so Robert kind of gets Andy's like, "How do you feel about all the like grandpa fucker things?" And he's like, I don't like anyone coming for my wife. But also he's like, "Here's the deal. I married Mary's grandmother when I was 22. I came in like as a, so like I'm not Mary's, you know, I'm not like a grandfather." So he was like a kid kind of when became Mary's grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
So
he was a TikTok teen.
I'm not excusing. They still are cult leaders, but
I mean, they're up to some wild shit.
They're up to some wild, nefarious shit. But like, it makes more sense knowing that it's not like she was like married her like 60-plus-year-old grandfather. Like he was like a young guy when, I don't know.
I think he was like 40 or something. Didn't she say he was like 40? They were like the same as Justin and Whitney's age or something like that. And they've been married for 22 years. So, like, they're clearly making it work. They have a good thing going with each other. He listens to her. And then he also says that she is his equal in the church and beyond. And then Mary gives the performance of a lifetime, just like being overcome with emotion and like crying. And it made me wish that my grandma had been fucking some hot dude and then died and betrothed him to me. I was like, maybe they've actually cracked the code on love and marriage.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
Andy asked Robert how it felt to watch Mary dealing with Jen specifically, and then you just hear Mary go, oh God. She goes, oh God. Hell yeah. Oh God.
Oh God. And Coach Shaw, he's really into diplomat. Yeah, he is. He's like could solve international relations because he apologizes to Robert Sr. kind of on behalf of his wife's behavior, but not even in like a patronizing like.
Mm-mm.
Like normally I would see that and be like infuriated, but the way he broke it down was cool.
Sharif's a good spokesman for Jen. Like he's very UN style. Like he's he can broker a lot of deals.
They're the literal yin yang twins.
Mm-hmm.
Like they complement each other.
Yeah. Soulmates.
True soulmate.
Whitney's dad, Diane Warren, he's off the grid. He disappeared and she hasn't seen him in like a really long time, and he doesn't answer her texts. So, and Andy was like, did something happen? Was there a fight? And she was like, no, he just took off. And so she has no idea where her dad is, which is really sad.
Sad chills for Diane, because she clearly has like a lot of demons, and now she's on the lam.
Yeah.
And
it's
just
to know where addiction can take someone, even in like a relapse, like it's just there's new lows and new heights of bad shit. And I really hope that he is found soon or that he's taken care of. And because, you know.
Or that he really gets struck with a desire to really change. Like that clicks, yes. And it becomes like the ultimate priority. And that is like truly something you can't, like that can only happen within a person. Like you can't will it to happen. Like you can't pray, like you can't pray it to happen. Like it just either will or it won't. And mm-hmm. It's such a hard place. I felt for Whitney in that moment. That's gotta be tough.
Yeah. And I wish him the gift of desperation. And I hope that he runs with it if he gets it. And you know, I
want Diane to hit rock fucking bottom and then rise up like a phoenix from the ashes, start a hair salon, and then write like a tell-all book about her wild fucking life.
Yeah, I just, it's sad. And like, also he's on
truly bounce back
painkillers. Like that can sometimes lead into like heroin. Like that's just, you know, I really hope that her dad gets help.
Yeah, it ain't good.
Andy broaches Meredith about Seth.
Or wait, Andy asks if Diane's hair is real or if it's
right.
In a wig. And Mary laughs. It cuts to Mary and she goes, ha ha ha. And then we find out that Diane's hair is all real.
I know.
With a head of hair like that, you've got to get your shit together.
I know.
And shine.
A star. That's star hair.
It is star hair.
He's been gifted.
Not all
something.
Are blessed.
Yeah. Not all. I'm sure as hell I'm not. I would give an arm for Diane Warren's mop.
Mm-hmm.
I would.
Come on, Diane. We know that you can pull through.
That paintbrush hair.
You can do it, babe.
You can do it. Come on.
Come on, Diane. We root for you. I'll never give up hope.
Me neither. So Andy asks Seth and Meredith about like their deal. And Meredith goes, what's the state of your marriage right now? And she goes, why would I talk about my marriage with these people?
Power move.
I was like, okay. I mean, you're only on a reality show, but I love it. Death.
Yeah.
Death. Seth.
Death.
Seth kind of takes the whole blame for why their marriage fell apart.
Mm-hmm. That was cool.
Because Andy's like, Meredith, you dated other people. Seth, did you ever do that? He goes,
I mean, not really. Like, I never got over Meredith. And I was like, power. I was like, work. Who could?
Yeah.
Meredith's literally stunningly gorgeous.
Meredith's just sitting there like, mm-hmm.
But yet not saying anything and being very cagey. Because the first time Andy asked her, he was like, how's your marriage? And she was like, you know, it's fantastic.
Well, I think she's worried Andy's going to ask who the guy was.
Okay.
I think she's probably very nervous about like getting that question. So she's been like very...
Love her just like refusing to play ball on a show that requires you to... delve into your personal life in great detail.
I reserve my right to not speak until an attorney is present.
I'll be pleading the Fifth Amendment.
I will be pleading the Fifth Amendment on this as well.
And I'll be disengaging from the conversation.
That's Meredith during like a police interrogation. I will be disengaging from this conversation.
No one tells me who I can and can't be friends with, and I am now disengaging from the conversation. I was like, is Meredith going to be on the next season of this show? It seems like she does not want to be on this show.
She's going to be on it. I know that for a fact.
Really?
I know.
I want her to be on
it. She's filming. They're filming right now.
Sexy. I yearn for her outfit. I even yearn for the young demon also that is inhabiting her Utah abode, terrorizing both Brooks and Teddy.
Well, at one point, Andy goes, a lot of people wanted to know if Meredith, Seth, if you felt like Meredith turned Brooks against you. Because it seemed like you guys had kind of a patchy relationship, which is kind of a fucked up question. And and Brooks goes, or Seth goes, to know Brooks Marks is to love Brooks Marks. And I was like, ugh. And then I immediately started writing a play called A Father's Love.
Yeah. That literally is like a healing statement for all of us to hear, I think.
Everyone kind of swoons, even like at that statement, all the women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And even I was like, wow, I just don't know Brooks well enough to love him. But I hope to
one day get to
that point.
I hope he comes on the pod.
Yeah, Brooks, if you're listening, come on the pod.
Forgive us. Forgive me.
We've apologized.
We have apologized.
Then Lisa starts crying about Meredith and Seth because she's obsessed with them and obsessed with them being married. And it was stressing her out that they were having so many marital issues.
And then Heather makes like shoots and like she goes into the stratosphere with reaching on this one. And she starts going, well, how come you can get emotional about Meredith and Seth, but you don't care about my divorce?
Shut up, Heather.
It's like, because they're not.
That's literally not what she fucking said.
But it's also, they're not. They're, she and Meredith are really close friends. She's not close with you. So it's like, that's why she's more invested in their marriage than your fucking marriage that she doesn't know anything about.
Yeah. Also, she never said that divorce wasn't a big deal. She just said that her husband was once divorced and her family was divorced.
Yeah.
Just because you're divorced doesn't mean you're automatically kicked out of the Mormon church. She was not ever talking about divorce being a big deal or not.
It was just weird. I was like, that's not what she's saying.
I'm sorry. Heather's dead to me. Honestly, she needs to earn my fucking trust back because I've had it with her.
She's not dead to me, but I'm just like very dubious of her. And I'm just like, wait, but Heather, why are you? It's not about you.
No, I've had it.
It's not about you. Stop it. Stop it.
I want you to go march. I hope that in the background of this set, which keeps getting better and better to me, there is like a gingerbread-esque cabin behind, like on the right-hand kind of corner that I was admiring and just loving. Shout out to the set designers once again. But I would love for you to fling open the door to that gingerbread house, march over to Heredith.
Heather,
grab her by the shoulders.
I'll go, do you consent to me grabbing you by the shoulders right now? And she'll go, sure. And I'll go, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop making this about you. Be better. I was rooting for you. And then walk back into the set myself on fire in the gingerbread house.
Mm-hmm. Pour yourself a cup of hot cocoa. And then set yourself aflame. But yeah, she keeps trying to frame Lisa as this villain, and it just is not working. And honestly, if you're watching this reunion and you stand with Heather, I'm going to need you to go look at yourself in the mirror and be really brutally honest with yourself about what your actual problems are.
Mm. Agreed. Agreed. So husbands go away. They go back to husband land.
Well, right before they have a little moment.
Oh,
and
right.
Jen apologizes to Robert Sr. And Robert Sr. graciously accepts her apology. And I truly believe it's water under the bridge with he and Mary. Like, I am like, they are friends. They're all friends now. And like next season, we'll see them all hanging together. And I can't fucking wait.
Sharif and Robert really bond. And they're like, I really respect you. And then Andy's like, I see a double date in the future. And they just start laughing and smiling. And I'm like, I do too.
Mm-hmm.
Robert was very sweet with Jen.
He was. And, like, God love him. I love the Cosby family.
Yeah.
They really killed it. They did the impossible.
Yep.
They're heroes in my eyes.
Then we get to kind of the drama Jen caused, or, like, the drama swirling around her. And it gets to Meredith again is like, Jen was speaking ill of my family. And she goes, Jen, can I ask you a yes or no simple question? And Jen's like, sure. And she goes, if I treated you the way that you treated me, would you call me a loyal friend? And then Jen looks at her and she goes, no. So she owns up to it.
Yeah.
And then Meredith goes, thank you. Thank you.
Reliving Jen's Hulk moments, I just realized once again how truly iconic she is.
Oh my God. She-Hulk?
She-Hulk
legendary.
Reign supreme is a legend in both her own right and the destruction she's caused in the world and the universe.
Yeah, we're still rebuilding.
We have still suffered intergalactic wars that have left this planet a shell of its former self due to Jen's She-Hulk
But
behavior.
I respect it.
She had to do what she had to do.
We do find out that Jen said some pretty gnarly shit about Heather, though.
So Heather, that is like really pissed at Jen. Because apparently Jed said that Heather, quote, buys off the rack at Dress Barn, that she, quote, thinks she's an actress, and that, quote, the only role she'd be cast in is a manatee or Shrek.
It's like really mean.
When I tell you I was crying out loud.
It's like, I guess she did this on social media, like in like Twitter replies or something.
Did she do it on social media? It seems that she was doing this like pre-Heather confronting her when in the bathtub.
So maybe that's why Heather was
so pissed,
so hurt by her. I mean, I would be, that was really mean. That's really mean to say.
Yeah, I mean,
about
if
Heather.
If you had said that about me and then I found out about it, I'd be extremely hurt.
Yeah. You'd also that's cruel. That's like otherworldly cruel shit to say about your friend. About this woman who's supposed to be your best friend. That's like
the only role they're going to be cast in is either a manatee or Shrek.
And then Jen just kind of goes, she doesn't like deny it. And Mary's like, wow. And at one point, Andy asks all the women, he's talking about back at the Winona Judd, Connie Britton psychic. And that moment when Jen was the only person that raised her hand when she said, does anyone here, who here doesn't trust Heather?
Mm-hmm, and Jen.
And Andy turns to Mary and he goes, Mary, what do you think about that? And then Mary, her eyes are closed and she just wakes up suddenly. And she goes, huh? And he's like, what did you think about the question? He was like a teacher busting someone. He's like,
yeah,
what do you think about the...
He knew exactly what he was doing, too.
He goes, were you just asleep? And she goes, no. I don't remember. And he goes, it's happened a few times this reunion. Mary was just fully sleeping.
I love it.
Power.
And also, if I were Mary, I would sleep too, because honestly, I'm sick of Heather's complaining and her drama is boring to me. And I would quietly nod off myself.
Crazy. Like, I loved it.
Mary, also, she wakes up and then she looks at Andy and she kind of like tries to like, she's like grasping the air, kind of like trying to buy herself just a moment before she answers. And I was like, I have fully been this woman.
Yeah, like just getting your bearings. Like if you're ever in like a lecture or something, or like a class, and like the teacher knows you weren't paying it, and like you're just like, you just always give yourself a moment.
Because
God was telling her.
I can't remember. I love I can't remember is also a power response to falling asleep. You neither have to own it nor do you have to deny it. You simply cannot remember.
But that was also her reaching out to the Lord. The Lord told her what was being said.
Mm-hmm. She goes, I did hear the question that you asked. And he goes, okay, what was it? And she goes, what was my reaction to Heather, Jen raising her hand and saying she doesn't trust Heather?
And then she's like, I think she just did it to dig Heather. perfect answer.
Mm-hmm. And he goes, wow. And she goes, it is literally Mary's world, and we are all just lucky to be existing at the same time as her. She's a national treasure.
Put her in Fort Knox.
On it, protect her at all costs.
Protect her at all costs.
She posted an Instagram video of her in like Venice trying to get a photo op on like one of the bridges over the canals or whatever. And whoever was taking the photo, Mary has like a Chanel little fanny pack on, and she's like posing, and this like tourist lady like kind of walks into the frame, and then Mary's like, oh, and like claps her out of the frame.
I love it.
I love her.
She doesn't have time for tourists.
She has. I don't remember.
I don't remember. Did
That's
I do that?
New answer for everything.
Then it becomes, things become like kind of complicated, and Jen brings up a very valid point that there is like an obvious, you know, stereotype trope on, especially on reality TV, of like a woman of color getting aggressive. And that's like a very racist trope that's been fought against, and people are still fighting it. And Jen was kind of bringing up the point, like Whitney and Heather talking about how aggressive she is all the time, is she felt like that was sort of playing into that trope of like the innocent white women being like, this woman of, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And also like the fact that they were like, specifically when they were in Vegas, and that Connie Britton charlatan was like trying to get them all to talk out their issues, and Jen felt like
she was kind of coming for
everyone
her.
Everyone was telling her to be quiet and like ganging up on her, and that was like triggered a lot of PTSD for her, because that she's probably been in multiple situations like that in the past, even as like a child.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I didn't even think about that like in the time that it was happening, but then hearing her kind of explain it, like it did resonate a lot. Like that would be fucked up to be in that situation.
Yeah,
like the only person of color in that group.
Yeah. And I think she's, you know, I think
the
Jen has
color in that group who is in Vegas.
I think Jen has a lot of like volatile, like just separate of everything. I think she does have, I mean, hitting someone is never.
She has a lot of rage issues.
She has rage issues. And I think those are, yeah, that are maybe not, but I do think she has valid points about, especially Heather and Whitney.
Totally.
About them
and
kind
like,
of playing that card.
Especially when Whitney's like, Jen threatened my life. And it's like, she didn't fucking threaten your life. Jen, I don't, like,
she
Jen
made
a
threat
rager,
against my life.
And she can Hulk out with the best of them. But I never, ever would believe that Jen is going to kill someone. Or that, like, your life is in danger.
No.
Because of Jen Shaw. Like, that is just out of the realm of possibility.
Whitney was playing, like, the whole, like, who, me? Kind of thing. And she was totally doing that,
she
like...
She did threaten my life.
She did threaten my life.
And then Lisa at one point goes, oh, she was just saying that. She goes, I say I'm going to slit my wrists all the time.
Truly a queen after my own heart.
She just says it, like, kind of off to the side.
Yeah, just kind of mutters it, like, offering backup, but not trying to make it about her. And I was like, thank you, fucking one voice of reason in this, like, argument. I'm sorry, but like, if like any normal person would know that Jen's just saying, and it's
true,
she's being like funny.
Yeah,
if someone told me the only reason you're not dead behind your apartment right now is because of this, I would laugh. I would not be like, you
he
threatened
me.
My life, and now I will have to tell Heather that my life has been threatened.
You did threaten me, Jen. You did threaten to drown me in a lake.
She literally didn't.
She was just being very emphatic.
Yeah. And then Mary, I don't think she meant to say it. Well, she didn't mean to say this, but it was truly the biggest dig of all. And I was Team Mary for life.
Maybe she did mean to say it.
I know. She goes, I think Whitney and Heather are just inbred with privilege. And I was like, not only did you say they're like, it's a dig that works on like four different levels. And she basically called them inbred, which I honestly, I stand with her, and I think they are very inbred.
She kind of says, like, it's my opinion, you know, here is this, a black woman saying this, that she feels these, you know, she's the one black woman in the cast, and she's saying, I feel Whitney and Heather particularly give off a vibe that they're superior because of their white privilege. And then they're very like, you know, I understand there's white privilege. There's been a conversation about Latin. Heather's like, I'm learning, I'm listening, you know, and all that. And then it's just like, they kind of, like, especially Whitney, she's completely like unfazed. She's like, she's kind of like, you're wrong.
Yeah, in this moment, it got so heated, and I understood, I guess, why both parties were angry, but because I guess, like, then Whitney and Heather are mad that Jen is, like, on social media calling them racist. But Jen is basically saying, like, this is how I feel in the situation, and this is why it's a problem. And they really need to, in this moment, just, like, listen to Jen and not attack her.
Listen to Jen and Mary.
Let them say what they need to say. And then talk about it normally. Like, not try. It's like, you don't have to, like, protest. Like, no one thinks that you're, like, a fucking Klan member. Like, chill out.
She's just expressing
and just, like,
an experience.
To her
that
when she says, yeah, that
this is, it's a fact. And they do acknowledge it to some degree, but they're very,
it's
kind
dismissive,
of,
though.
They're,
it was,
yeah.
Like,
and then Jen kind of gets upset and she leaves to go to Sharif. And you just see Whitney just calls Justin on the phone, and she's like slouched in her seat. And she goes, hey, are you still here? The racist accusation just came up. So, like, I was like, okay, so you were expecting this.
Yeah.
It's like, you were fully ready, prepared for this. So, like, I don't know. Maybe just listen. If you're already worried, you know what I mean? I don't know. It's just weird.
It took a weird turn. And then, obviously, like, Coach Shaw slays again. And he and Jen have, like, a grounding moment.
Mm-hmm.
And
God, he's amazing.
Truly. And then Jen comes back, and everyone is, like, a little bit, they don't really circle back to the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But,
and it kind of just ends with, you know, the wrap up of everyone's, you know, what's going on. What did everyone feel like?
Andy poses the question, what did you learn about yourselves by being on this season?
And everyone says something. Even Whitney's like, mm-hmm.
Things needs to be more careful.
And I need to work on my timing.
My timing is very important.
What?
Shut up,
Whitney. Why am I speaking like I'm Irish?
I don't know. I can't even nail Whitney's, like, whole shtick, because I'm just not channeling today.
And then it gets to Meredith, and she just goes, basically says, you all need to apologize to me,
mm-hmm.
but I forgive all of you for what you've done to me.
Mm-hmm. And she ends with saying, trust needs to be earned, and then sits back, and I was like, the queen has fucking spoken.
She has.
And then they just bring out a bunch of meatballs for everyone to eat, which I was like, that's disgusting, but also
Looks great. Delicious.
Yeah. I just am wondering, like, how long, like, how fresh are they? Have they been sitting under a heater for a long time?
Oh,
like,
it's New York.
7-Eleven hot dog.
New York
or
fresh.
Because, like,
they filmed this in New York.
Yeah.
And then they start snowing on the set, like, fake snow comes down, and they're all like, wow.
I love, Indy's like, Jen, since you're the CEO of Fun, like, why don't you come up with a meatball cheers? And Jen says, like, a cheers. And then Lisa goes, to meeting in the middle. And I was like, that's really smart.
Yeah. And then it starts snowing. And at one point, Mary tastes it. And she goes, that's not real snow.
I don't think that's snow. I said, give them a war. Give the, they went all out on the set and I need recognition.
That was an amazing moment. I don't think this is real. I would listen. I would taste it.
It's Grove Snow, I'll bet. I think it's that like, yeah. It's like soap particles that they like.
I would go.
I've done that at the Grove and it's chemical.
Just living your chemtrail truth.
I want to see. Okay, who do you think, like, let's do like SLC Housewives Zodiac and like, what is your sign? I think you're a bit of a Meredith.
I'm like a Meredith with a Gen rising.
Okay.
So I can be reactive and reactionary and get angry or get heated up.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also like Meredith. I'm very like, I'm a little guarded in some ways.
Yeah.
You?
I'm trying to think.
You're definitely a Lisa.
I have a Lisa with maybe with a Meredith rising.
Hmm. I see both of that.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck though, I'm probably probably fucking Whitney at the end of the day.
No, you're not.
I am a Whitney a little bit of like getting, sometimes I put my foot in my mouth or like sometimes I get into situations. No, I'm actually not a Whitney at all.
You're not a Whitney at all. Mm-mm.
Maybe a little bit
you
of a Heather.
No Whitney in your chart. Yeah, I was going to say, I'm definitely, maybe, I think both of us have a little Heather in our chart.
I'm probably more Heather than Meredith and I'm probably a Heather Jen. No?
I still see Meredith.
All right, please. I'm happy to take a mirror.
Yeah, but I see what you mean about Heather. Like, I think I have a little Heather in there, too.
I think everyone does in some degree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but probably like a Lisa. Maybe like a Lisa with a Heather rising.
I love that.
Unforge.
Yeah. What a season, though. I mean,
I'm excited now for the show to come back and I ride and into the sunset where I then die for this show.
Me too. I'm ready.
We followed our guts and
we got rewarded. Paimon came through.
We got rewarded ultimately. Yeah.
Paimon came through and showered us in gifts at the end because of our patience and mm-hmm. we were honest. We didn't pretend to be like into it and we got rewarded because it ended up being great. So I'm ready for mm-hmm. season 2. I'm ready for a post-COVID, hopefully. Well, no, they're filming now, so it's going to be during COVID still. But, you know, I'm ready for more, and I'm going to miss it. I will miss it.
I will, too.
I find that I miss it. I do miss it.
You did threaten my life.
You did threaten my life.
Yeah, I can't wait to see where next season takes us. I look forward to seeing Lisa, entrepreneur. Above and beyond the call of duty. And, you know, until next time.
Guys, we're thinking of a new series to do, so hang tight while we figure it out. But there will be another recap coming soon.
Yeah, there will be more. And in the meantime, follow Carrie at eCarrieO.
Follow Lars at Lars Marie.
And shout out to Jonathan Kornman, editor at large.
Thank you, Jonathan. Thank you, Jonathan.
And thank you so much to Jonathan Kornman.
And tell us how you thought of the season, what you want more of, what you want less of, who you want less of, who you want more of.
Yeah.
All of that.
DM us on the Patreon. And
we'll see you next time.
Bye.
We'll see you next time.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.